Generation X, my generation, you know us, even though you may not like to acknowledge us. Heck, they call us the forgotten generation. We're in our early 40s and mid-50s, and we have some key ages or milestones coming in our retirement planning. Four of them, in fact, which is why this episode is four key ages for Generation X in retirement planning. Don't worry, you don't need to tune out if you're a millennial or a Gen Yer, as these milestones will eventually apply to you as well. I know it's not polite to ask someone's age, so let me give you some cues that may help you know if you're dealing with a Gen Xer like me. We may still prefer to write notes by hand on paper. Guilty. We may still prefer other tangible things, such as physical newspapers and magazines, and we may even still have a few CDs in our vehicles, assuming your car still has a CD player. Guilty. We may still have actual cable TV and landline phones. Also guilty. And if that doesn't give it away, here's the telltale sign. If you text one of us, we're likely to respond to you in full sentences with proper punctuation. Guilty, period, period, period. Forget smartphones, foldable phones, or flip phones. You may not realize that we helped make the original flip phones cool, as they're now having a resurgence. We knew cell phones when they came in bags. Google it. Financial planning for Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1980 comes with its own unique set of challenges and opportunities. Many Gen Xers are in their peak earning years, but also juggling expenses like mortgages, kids' education, aging parents, and saving for their own retirements. Are you from my generation and ready to talk to someone? Sorry you can't text us in full sentences and punctuation for this one. Instead, go to www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com to learn more or to schedule a no-obligation conversation with one of our advisors. And now back to the rest of our story. My name is Mark Zagurski, and I'm the Director of Strategy and Communications for Mutual of Omaha Advisors, a division of Mutual of Omaha. I'm a proud Gen Xer working for a company started in the greatest, or GI generation, back in 1909. A group of Omaha businessmen decided to form an association back then for their own mutual protection. They had no idea that the association they were beginning would soon spread to cover the nation and become a Fortune 500 or 300 company that it is today based on the latest rankings from 2024. Other companies might write the kind of business that they wanted to sell. Our founders were insistent that we write the kind of policies that the public needed and wanted. Today, we have roughly 1,000 advisors located across the country helping our clients to imagine, plan, and secure their financial futures each and every day. So what are those four key ages for Gen X in retirement planning? Number one, age 50. Number two, age 59 and a half. Number three, age 62. And number four, age 73. Okay, let's take each of those one by one and discuss their importance. Starting with age 50. I turned 50 last year. While I was welcomed to the club with my first mailing from AARP, that's not what makes this age important. Instead, age 50 is when catch-up contribution opportunities begin. What are catch-up contributions? Catch-up contributions are additional retirement savings allowances for individuals age 50 and over, or who turn 50 by the end of the year, that allow individuals to contribute more to various individual and employer-sponsored retirement accounts. These catch-up contributions allow you to make up ground on reaching your retirement goals or to get further ahead. For example, the standard contribution limit to IRAs and Roth IRAs for 2025 is $7,000. Those over age 50 can contribute an additional $1,000 for a total of $8,000. Similarly, the standard limit is $23,500 for 401k referrals in 2025, with a catch-up for those 50 or over of an additional $7,500, which adds up to a total of $31,000. Beginning this year, 2025, individuals age 60 to 63 are eligible for increased catch-up contributions in their retirement plans. This applies to 401k, 403b, and governmental 457b plans that currently offer catch-up contributions. Employers are not required to offer catch-up contributions, but if they do, they typically must be available to all eligible participants on the same terms. It's also important to note that catch-up contributions are optional for employees. There are some more changes set to come in 2026 for those making more than $145,000 in the prior year. Starting in 2026, you'll need to make any catch-up contributions after taxes to a designated Roth 401k account, which means you won't get the tax deduction. So you can still make the catch-up contribution, but you simply won't be able to take the tax break today. If turning 50 isn't enough for you, there's a lot to digest there. Now let's go on to our second most important age, age 59 and a half. You may not be retiring at 59 and a half. An age 59 and a half retirement simply may not be practical. However, retirement often starts to feel less like an idea and more like something that will actually happen and relatively soon. Age 59 and a half is a crucial milestone in retirement planning because it's the age at which you can generally access retirement funds without incurring a 10% early withdrawal penalty. While withdrawals are still subject to income tax, this age marks a significant shift in the accessibility and flexibility of your retirement savings. More control, more flexibility, more options come with attaining age 59 and a half. Okay, let's move on to age 62. At age 62, you're able to start receiving Social Security income benefits. However, doing so at age 62 can reduce your monthly benefits by 30% versus waiting until your full Social Security retirement age. Caution, the reduction to your benefits for taking them early is permanent. That's not to say that you should completely rule out age 62. At the same time, do not blindly claim your Social Security income benefits at 62 because that's what's being touted by vloggers and so-called financial celebrities on social media. We dedicated our first full-length episode, episode number 2, to Social Security optimization and Social Security timing. We took a look at Social Security break-even calculators. Feel free to go back and listen. Break-even period is certainly one way to analyze your choice, but I'm guessing what you really want to do is to receive the maximum benefits that you're entitled to. Break-even calculators are intended as a starting point for a conversation about retirement planning and Social Security timing. Is age 62 the right age for you to begin collecting Social Security retirement? Is 62 the right age for you to retire? Possibly, and that's where a financial advisor can help. Again, if nothing else, reaching age 62 gives you more control, flexibility, and options regarding when you can begin to benefit from things such as Social Security income. And finally, we move on to age 73. If you reach age 72 after December 31st of 2022, which all Gen Xers are blessed to live that long will do, then age 73 is when required minimum distributions or RMDs begin. These are minimum amounts that a retirement plan account owner must withdraw annually, starting with the year you turn 73. Basically, this requirement allows the government to finally tax the money, which has been growing tax deferred, to encourage saving for retirement. This assumes that your retirement savings were made on a pre-tax basis through deferrals to traditional 401ks or into traditional IRAs account. RMDs do not apply to Roth IRAs, but they do apply to both deductible and non-deductible IRA contributions. As of 2024, RMDs no longer apply to Roth 401ks either. Do you have to take the money? Yes, and in fact, those that failed to take an RMD may face a steep penalty equal to half of the amount that they didn't withdraw. What do you do with your RMD money if you don't need it? I sense a future podcast topic in the making. So age 50, 59 and a half, 62, and 73 are four critical ages for Gen Xers when it comes to retirement planning. Do these ages apply to other generations? Yes, of course, unless rules or regulations change in the future. However, the baby boomers are generally beyond these ages, and for millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, Gen Beta, they may be years or decades away. Are there other ages that I consider? Sure. Age 55, you may have access to penalty-free withdrawals from your employer plan if they offer the rule of 55. It's age 50 for public safety employees, such as police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and air traffic controllers. Not only does the rule of 55 work with the 401k, but it also can apply to other qualified retirement plans, such as a 403b plan. Age 65 is a general age for becoming eligible for Medicare, a government-sponsored health insurance program for seniors. Age 67 is the full retirement age for Social Security income for younger generations, starting with Gen X, though it applies to some of the younger baby boomers, as those born 1960 or later use age 67 to claim full Social Security benefits. Of course, this could change, but it's unlikely for anyone who's even remotely close to retirement, as the last time Congress raised that age was in 1983. There are a lot of places where people seek financial advice or guidance on personal finance. The thing about personal finance is, well, it's personal. then if you want your plan to be personal, it has to be tailored to you. It's never too late to create a plan to give you the financial security and freedom you deserve. Take control of your future and schedule a no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors today. Go to www.makeitpersonalpodcast to learn more or to get connected with one of our advisors. You can also download our ebook there and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Also, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Did I miss any key milestone ages? Which of the four ages that I share do you consider the most critical? If you're watching or listening on a platform where you can comment, please do so, as I'm curious for your thoughts. At Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we understand personal finance is personal, and financial well-being is essential to achieving your life's goals. Our vision is for every customer to be able to imagine, plan, and secure their financial futures. Make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.